Okay, so let's pick up from let's see if we can make a transition over here from Bava Basra to Bava Metzia. Okay. Let's see if we can let's see if we can deduce the proper chilek over here. Let's just take Tosos for a minute, okay? So the way we're learning Tosos in Bava Basra, what is the essential issue in Bava Basra? Right. So in order, according to Tosos, the whole question is whether Basin is Nizkakin or not. Right? In other words, the chalukah that's not al pi ha-emes that they know is always considered a pshara. But the only question is, that's not the difference between zeshalavosi v'zeshalavosi and the machlof par b'chamor. The difference is not the nature of the chalukah. The difference is whether basin is nizkakin or not. Right. So that's Dror D'Amon. Dror D'Amon means without the tainas they have to get involved. Okay. So now what's the difference between Bava Basra and Bava Metzia? What's the difference between all of those cases and Shnayim Ochzim? So let's take a look at those. What would you say? You have enough knowledge, right? What would you say? Huh? Muchzak. So what does Muchzak do? What does Muchzak add to the equation? What does Muchzak add to the equation that... What? But in other words, is it just forcing them to... Is it just forcing them to make a din again? Is it just they're forced to make a din again? You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Trying to make a continuum over here. Saying, Hahu Arvo, or Zeshalavosi, Zeshalavosi. What's that? Issues over here. I was just saying, just parenthetically, you see the Gemara in Nunhei, on the bottom of Nunhei, talks about when the basin will not convene for less than a Shavar Pruta. Basin won't convene for less than a Shavar Pruta. But it doesn't mean they won't give din less than a Shavar Pruta, because it says if they convene for something that was more than a Shavar Pruta, and then the other guy raises a counterclaim of less than a Shavar Pruta, they'll do it. So you see, in this area, you have to recognize that din. There are elements to din, and each element has certain rules that it operates on. You can't just look at the whole sugya and say din. You know, the din, the halacha is going to you have to isolate the factors. So it's not that there's no such thing as a din unless in a Shavar Pruta. It doesn't mean you don't have a claim if it's less than a Shavar Pruta. I mean, that would be a mistake. No, the point I'm trying to make is it would be a mistake to deduce from the fact that you don't have that you can't bring a guy to base on less than a Shavar Pruta, that there's no din of less than a Shavar Pruta. There's no halachic claim of less than a Shavar Pruta. There's no halachic reality to less than a Shavar Pruta. That's not true. There are certain considerations of when basin will convene and when they won't convene. They won't convene for less than a Shavar Pruta, for whatever the reason is. But that doesn't mean that there's no din of less than a Shavar Pruta. Okay? So I'm just giving as a pointer, something to keep in mind, that sometimes in analyzing these complicated areas, you've got to realize that the whole system is composed of components, and each one has its own rules of how it works, and you have to realize where you have to try to isolate where each problem lies. Ein is kaken is a din that based is not in his kaken. It's not a, it doesn't mean that there's no such thing as mishpat unless in Shavar Pruta. You know what I mean? So that's like we were saying on the Ahu Arva. When they're not in this kaken, but that doesn't mean they can't do a chalukah in that case. They could. If they're forced to convene, they'll do it. right? Like the way Tosus is learning. That they're not in this kukin for a chalukah that's a pshara like that. Like zeshalavosi. But that doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to render a decision in that case. So if they're forced because they're legit because of the drawers of Mimona, they can do it. You shouldn't look at the thing and say, well, since by Hahu Arva they won't do chalukah, there's no such thing as a chalukah by Hahu Arva. You understand what I'm saying? Conceptually, there's no. That's a problem of Basin, of whether Basin is niskakin or not. Quintosis. We're taking Tosis sheet now. The point I'm trying to make is that the system that the system is really works by several components coming together, but you can't think it's not monolithic, it's not just justice. You understand? It's components. There are components and rules for each component, and you have to analyze them in that framework. Try to think in terms of what's the just result here. That's not the way it works. Have to be, because that's just a question of your what you think anyway. That wouldn't be any type of system. It has to be a system. System is you have a based in, then you have to know when are based in this cockin. There is a chance for some sort of a mishpat. They're not in this kakim for some reason. The process of din is very complex. You have, first of all, you have to have balei dinim. You have to have claims. You have to have rayas, and you have to have someone that's receiving all of them. You know what I mean? You can't just you've got to, in analyzing it. You've got to try to find which element is. We have to find which element you're analyzing. Can't just look at it as one big picture. What's more fair? To split it or to do Hawaii or to do Cholol and Gova? Right? It's like an example I used, right? By Kudjim, right? You know the example? It's like by Kudjim. You have Kudjim is a similar kind of a thing. Right, you have different tracks. Like you have our strange halacha by Kachim. You say the mizbeach is mekadesh. Even if something is not really supposed to go on the mizbeach, if it goes on the mizbeach is mekadesh. Right. Why? Why should it be mekadesh? It's not a carbon. Right. So it's because that's the function of Beis Din. That's the function of the mizbeach. If you want to have a good carbon, everything has to do its function properly, but that doesn't mean it only function when it's. Accomplishing the goal of the whole system. In order to have a system of kachim, you have to have a mizbeach that's a mekadesh. But it will be mekadesh. That's its function. It will be mekadesh whether there's going to be a kiyum korban or not. You understand? People tend to think about things in terms of the purpose. Is the purpose being fulfilled or not? If the purpose is not being fulfilled, why should the mizbeach be mekadesh? The mizbeach is just a mekadesh in order that the purpose can be fulfilled. But that's not when it's a mekadesh and when it's not a mekadesh. A knife cuts. That's what it does. It's not going to not cut something it's not supposed to cut. It's like a thing. It's an entity. It's a kli. I mean, that's the job of the kohen. The kohen has to figure out. He's the misharis. He has to organize things, make sure they go properly. But in order to have a carbon, you need an entity that's a mekadesh, and that's it. So you have to analyze thing in terms of you have to analyze. Each component has to have its own rules of how it works, in order that the whole system can operate. But the things have to operate on their own. Okay, anyway, so back to our story here. So what's the difference? So that's the question. That's the question. Maishno me'ahu da'arvo da'omar kol dolam gola. What's the question? What's the question? The question is that in neither case, in both cases seem to be the same, in that what? You have two claims, right? Two opposite claims. There's no way for Beis Din to determine which is true. So how come over there they turn them away? How come over there they turn them away? And over here we accept them and do a chalukah? Okay. So the question is it exactly the same though as the par, as the machlef par b'chamor? Is it the same as the machlef par b'chamor? So what's Tosa's answer over here? You don't say it's drawer demonia. What do we say over here? So what do you say? Yesh lomar. De ochzin shani. De choshev ki ilu kol echad yesh lo bo bevadai achatzi. De anan sahadi de maide tofas hai di dehu. Yeah, so what's his answer? What's his answer? It's not a pshara at all. Now, that's how he's learning over here. That the difference between the essential difference between Bava Basra and between the cases in Bava Basra and the case over here is that those are cases of pshara, and that's a question of when does Beis Din get involved in the pshara, right? But over here, it's not a chaluka of pshara. It's a chaluka based on what Beis Din knows. The Shnayim Ochzim, he's saying, gives knowledge to Beis Din. Gives Beis Din knowledge. That what? That each one owns half. How does it do that? Because of our principle. Whatever someone is holding is his. So here, you have two people holding it. So it's theirs. How is something theirs? They own it together. What do you do when two people own something together and they want to split it? You split it. Yeah. Because they're holding the ends, but they have a chazak on the middle. They have a chazak on the middle, equal. Because you don't have to hold the whole thing to have a chazaka. Because if you're only holding the end, if one guy was only holding the end and the other guy was holding nothing, he would definitely be mukhsik in the whole thing.
Not that they have a chazak on, I have this.
But the fact that they're holding the ends, right, means that they are both relating to the middle exactly the same way. It's not a question of distance from each one's hand. It's the whole thing is under each one.
So they want to split it, but I get this side.
The Gemara, right, the Gemara concludes you split it with mumminess. You sell it and you split the value. You don't split the object. Well, certainly if it's going to, there are a lot of cases where splitting the object will destroy the value of the object. Then you certainly don't do that. Well, the Gemara has a question later. What if there's gold in the middle of the talus? And it's closer to one than to the other. You don't say the one who's closer to the gold gets the gold. In other words, because otherwise, what does it mean? What does it mean? Otherwise, how do you learn it? Isn't it two contradictory statements? He says, "D'choshev ki'ilu kol echad yesh lo bo bevadei achatzi." We say it's as if each one has definitely the half. Why? Because we testify that what person is that what someone is holding is his. Right? So how do you get from that to saying each one vata has a half? It's like each one has a half. Sure it does. It must mean that now what do we say? Now Anan Sahadi. So Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tofas. The Maida Tofas Hai Didehu. But there are two people in front of us. Right? So what do we see? What do we see? So, Mustavra, he means to say that just like if one person is holding it, we say it's his. If two people are holding it, we say it's theirs. So now what does Beis Din see? Beis Din sees one talus owned by two people. Right? One talus owned by two people. So that's like Shutzim. So that's Yechloku. Okay, that's the achloku. Because of ochsim, it was ochsim doesn't really mean that. Ochsim doesn't mean that. Ochsim is just ochsim. But that's the anan sahadi. That's the chazaka. That we say that since we see the maisa of ochsim, we say that each one is not just oches, but each one actually owns it. But that's not what we see. You know what I'm saying? That's what it means. It's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu kol echad. It's choshev ki'ilu kol echad yeshlo bo bevada echatzi. Why? Because the principle of anan sahadi, the ma'itav sahadi dehu, applies equally to both. But that principle itself is a ki'ilu. I'm not saying the ki'ilu is different because it's half and half. It's always like that. Even if one guy came in it, we'd say it's chashuv like we know for sure it is. We don't see him owning it. Okay, but I think that's the main. I think that's the chilek according to Tosis. The chilek is between Bava Basra and Bava Metzia. That in Bava Basra, it's really a question of a chalukah midin chalukah. Right, and over here it's really just each one is getting what we see that they have. There's no chaluka in the. It's not really a chaluka. Chaluka means we know it belongs to one, but we'll split it. Over here and then over there, that's the question. Why don't we do it in some cases? Why do we do it in other cases? But this whole Mishnah is a different case. It's where. It's a chaluka in the sense it's a different kind of a chaluka. It's we're giving each one what we see that they have, what we can estimate that they have. So it's MS. And also apparently it's a case where it's ikal lemekam olam demilsa, right? Otherwise you wouldn't have the question. No one's toast by Arba. That's what he learns. He's learning by Arba. He's saying no one's holding it. Right? So he says in the end of all Arba, I forgot the Efshehi Shoshneim came in the Muchzokim Bo Havidina called Olam Gover at the end of the Tosis before he gets into the Simchas. That's how he's learning the Metzius. He's learning the facts. The Arba, no one's holding on to it. So then it's just a question of will based and do a chalukah. So they won't. But over here, this is what they see. This is what Basin sees. They see it belonging to two people. To make a decision. In other words, Arva, since they're not Olsim, so now you're demanding Basin to try to figure something out and make a determination. But here it's not really a determination. It's just each one is getting what's his. Right? Like the rush. Do you see the rush? The Rush expresses the idea very clearly.
I wanted to ask you about that. What we're saying now, that based on music is that it belongs to two people, is that true even if they came in and they were both Muktzah, but there was a possibility that it belonged to both of them?
Well, that's what the Rush takes up.
Yeah, like it happens to be what's been seen.
Well, it depends what you mean by that. It depends what you mean by that. See, the Rush is like this. He says... The cave in the Shneim Boim Lefaneinu Muchzokim Begufa Talas Anu Tzrichim Lifsok Lehudin Chalukah. We must say Chalukah. Why? The Kol Dover She Anu Roim Beyad Adam Chashvinan Le Shehu Shelo Afapi She Ocham Arav Amar Shalihu. Right? Kidaminan Gavi Nascha De Rav Abba. That was the case with a guy where one guy grabbed it and he came into Basin and he's moved it and he grabbed it, but he said it was mine first. So we don't care. Once he's moded, he grabbed it from the guy. That guy was a muchzok, and now we consider him a ganav, gazlan, right? He says, "Hilkach, e efshar lifso kan din kol dolam gavar kiderim ches kesabatim gavi arva." Right? The hasam shani she'ein echad me'am muchzok b'davar shema arorin alav. Neither one's a muchzok. Vein based in mechuyavim limchos, the misha bol likach dovar, This is the important part. Ve'ein beisdin mechuyavin limchos l'misha bo likach dovar she'ein anu yodim shel mihu v'hu omar shel lohu. What does that mean? Tilkach ein roi lifsok lehen din chalukah. She'em enafsid le'echad mehen shel lokidin.
It's just claiming it.
Right? But it's interesting the way he expresses it. Basin doesn't have to... But what is he trying to say? Basin doesn't have to prevent someone who's coming to take something that we don't know who it belongs to. What possibility is he excluding? He's excluding based in grabbing it and saying yeah, it should be munach hashir v'lo yoho. Right? Hilkach and he says hilkach ein roy lifsok len din chalukah shem nafs lechem yom shalokidin, and they can't do a chalukah. So therefore they just have to withdraw. I was saying they're allowed to withdraw because they don't have an obligation to protect. They don't have an obligation to prevent somebody from taking something that we don't know, which we don't know who belongs to. In other words, why do you say called Olam Govar? He's interested in how Basin can say called Olam Govar, right? Those two guys are saying it's theirs. So he says, Basin doesn't have, you say it's yours, and he says it's his. Right? So, Basin does not have an obligation to prevent you from grabbing it just because he says it's his. Because we don't know if it's his. So we don't have an obligation, Basin has no obligation to prevent you from grabbing it. Okay? And we can't do a chalukah. And we can't do chalukah because then we're definitely giving... we're definitely taking half away from the rightful owner. But it's two steps, it's two levels he's talking about. One is, does Basin have to prevent? They don't see an injustice here. The Kol Olam Govar, they don't see an injustice. They're not causing an injustice. Because we don't know whose it is. You're not just a... If you were a thief, we would stop you. But we don't know whose it is. So there's no obligation to stop you. Right, but we can't say split it. The Yosef Roy Lomalem Shakomi should Tigvar Yoda Bakarachal Barayas Shizka. Okay, he says. All right, then he goes through his reasoning of Kol Olam Govar. He says of Alhocha. This is the part I wanted to get to. This is where he really strengthens what Tos is saying. Hocha Dishneim Muchzokin Begufa Talis. Anu mechuyavim limchos shelo yigzal ha'echad eschaveiro. What does that mean? What's the act of Basin? What's the essential act of Basin here? Preventing gezela. It's not a chaluka. It's not a chaluka that we have this thing and we don't know who it belongs to, so we'll split it. The chalukah is not a din chalukah that we don't know where it should go, so we'll split it. The chalukah, he's saying, becomes about because Basin sees it owned by two, and they can't let one guy grab it from the other guy, because that would be gezel. You understand? It's really like respecting and restoring the order that we see. To turn the case away. Would be based in allowing a corruption of what we know. It's not a din chalukah. It's more of a disentanglement. You know what I mean? It's not really a din chalukah, where the ownership is besafek, and the psak is it should belong to both. The psak is each one should get half. It's they see an entanglement. And they can't let one side grab the other side, so it's a it's like a negation. It's like a negative. It's like a negative din. We can't let you walk out of it. We can't let either one walk out of it with the other guy's half. No. He's saying we see. He's saying we. What do we see? We see two muchzakim. No, we see two muchzakim, and that's what he says. That's what he builds up at the beginning. that kol dover she'anu ro'im biyad adam chashvinan le'ishu shelo. Apple pisha achar ma'arav omer shelihu.
You're holding one object on another, and basically
right.
You can't take my object.
Right.
So I'm saying,
how do they see that they both own it?
Right.
The only reason I'm saying it's like a shufim is because otherwise, how do they see that they both own it? He's not saying that he sees that we see a suffix. He's saying we see a vaday. We see, no words like this. Control implies ownership. Joint control implies joint ownership.
So
therefore, if I see something that's jointly owned, I can't let one guy take it. That would be gezel.
In other words, the basin's worried that one of them is just going to take it entirely from the other.
In other words, we can't say kol dolam gova, he's saying. We can't say kol dolam gova, because that would allow one guy to definitely take something that he doesn't own.
Because we think it really belongs to both.
Because we see it belongs to both.
Okay.
He's trying to explain the din chaluk over here. Okay, so that's the essential difference. Over here, Beis Din sees what it is, and they have to say... And they have to free each one from the encroachment of the other. That's what they're doing. They're freeing each guy from the other one's encroachment. The reason why the Rush goes into this more than Tosos is because the Rush is trying to explain why it is that Kol Dolam Gova really is a fair mechanism, but it would not be fair here.
Right.
In other words, Tosis is concentrating on why the cases are different, right? You won't apply the same rule. Once I can show you that this is a different case than that, then that answers Tosis' question. But Tosis is not going into the merits of Kol Dolam Govar, but the Rush is. So then he has to come back and explain why, although we do admit that would resolve a conflict, but that's inappropriate here because there's no conflict to resolve. I don't think there's a difference between Rush and Tosis at this point. Now, what's difficult though with the Rush is it doesn't seem like it's really that pashut, if that's what he's saying. Doesn't seem like he's just saying we see two guys owning it, and we're just giving each guy his half. Because he calls it, first of all, he calls it a din chaluka. He does call it a din chaluka, right? It is a din chaluka, according to him. And also, in the end, and he spends a lot of time comparing it to the Arva case. Seems like more than necessary. One second. And also, in the end, he says, "Ovalhacha d'shneya muchzakim b'dgufa talis anu mechuyavim limcho shelo yigzal echad eschavero." Hilkach im ayinu poskiblem kol dolam gavar echad mehem haya gozol masha biyad chavero. Why would you? Why is he bringing that in now? Of course, we can't do kol dolam gova over here. But what do you have to give a reason for that? It's almost like too obvious. Like since we know, we can't let one guy steal.
Yeah, right.
We have to prevent one guy stealing from the other. That's why we can't do the din of kol dolam gova. Right. And therefore, we need today to do a din chaluka. What do you mean, therefore we need to do it in Chalukah? That's what it is. It belongs to both of them. It's almost like he's saying they are two equal, they're two dinim. There's a din of Kol Dolam Gova and there's the din of Chalukah. We have to figure out which din is more appropriate in each case. Right? So he's saying by the Arva, it's more appropriate to have... That's why each case, he like weighs the merits and the harms of each din. Right? That's what he's doing the whole time. Takes up the Arva case and he says, well, why can't we do Chalukah? Why? Right? And he takes, for each case, he sort of is weighing the pros and cons of each din. But it does seem like he's looking at them as two dinim. There's the din of Kol Dolam Govar and the din of Chalukah. He says, by the Arva, we don't have the obligation to prevent someone from taking something that is of an unknown ownership. Right? Therefore, we don't do chaluka. Why? Because we're not mechuyev to. Because we're not mechuyev to. And what? Right. Ein roi lifsog din chaluka shema nafsid le'echad me'en shelo kedin. It's better in that case. It's yoser roi to say to them, misha tikvar yoda b'koach oberayos shiizke. That in that case, in the arva, that's the better din. But over here, the better din is chaluka. For the reasons, but those are all just reasons. Why Beis Din gives this din? Doesn't seem like we were saying originally, that Beis Din is just respecting the status quo. Now there's two ways to look at it. Beis Din is just respecting the status quo. It's not really a din at all, right? But then he wouldn't go into this whole analysis of maybe we should do kol and dol and gavra over here. How can you say maybe do kol and dol and gavra when you see two guys owning one thing? How could you possibly even entertain that? Right, and then he goes on to say, and not just by Mitzi or Mekach or Memkar, right, where we can say it really does belong to both of them, but even when two people come into Beis Din, and what? And we know one of them is definitely lying. Right? Like Shnayim Dukum B'Shtar. Shnayim and Dukum B'Shtar. Nobody owns a Shtar B'Shutfus. No Malva and Lova own a Shtar B'Shutfus. That's just not, there's nothing like that. Right? So you see, it can't be so simple that we just are doing what we see. Because there's no such thing as a malva and a lova being shutfim in the gufa shtar. What kind of a thing is that, right? And also he says that what? Did I skip something? Yeah, right. The case that he's saying is ani araktiya v'ani araktiya. Also, where each one says I wove it, yeah, he brings the shtar as a riot in that case. Where each one says I wove it. Right, we know for sure that they don't own a b'shutfus like that. The ochsim is not it's not like Mekach HaMemkar or Metzia where they could have picked it up together. Even if we know that one of them is definitely lying, we still do chaluka. That's why he calls it a din chaluka. You understand? We have to understand it a little bit better. Yeah, because now we have to work it out a little more. We have to come back to it, but. Just in terms of the setup now, the problem that everybody gets stuck with now is this, that if you're going to say, just get the logic. The logic is like this. If you're going to say the ikar of our Mishnah is what? Ochzim. Right? If you're going to say the ikar din of our Mishnah is that it's ochzim, okay, then every case that the Gemara compares to our Mishnah is also ochzim. Okay? That's the logic. That's the logic. Now, the Gemara compares the case of Mana Shlishi to our Mishnah. Okay, so you must say then that Mana Shlishi is also Ochzim. So there's two problems. First of all, how is that Ochzim? That's one problem. Practically, how is it Ochzim? And if you're going to say that Ochzim means that whatever we see two people holding, we know is theirs. So then why about Mana Shlishi? Then you split it. Right? Right? So the Tosos and the Rosh seem to have different answers to that. Right? But the point is it's not as simple as we were saying in the beginning. It's not as simple as saying Beis Din is just seeing. It's not as simple as saying that it's like Beis Din sees two guys walking in with two halves. Each guy holding one. It's not like Beis Din comes in and sees two guys. It's not like a case where Beis Din sees two guys coming in holding separate garments and each one claiming the other guy's thing is his. That wouldn't be a din of Yachloku. That wouldn't be a din at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a din of Yachloku. It's not just based in saying. It's not that it doesn't require a din. Notice when two people are when I'm a muchzak, if I'm a muchzak in something and you make a claim against me, that's it. We just ignore you, right? Over here, it's not really so simple that we're just saying we see two guys, each muchzuk in half, claiming on the other guy's half. Right? It's not really like that. Because then you wouldn't need a din chaluka. It wouldn't be a din chaluka like that. And the rush wouldn't weigh the possibility of doing kol olam gavra over here. Right? And shnayim adukim b'shtar just wouldn't work out. Because what are you going to do? Split the shtar? I mean, that's also, as the Gemara says, also, as the Gemara also proves. You see, it's not really the splitting the object. Because half a shtar is worthless. We got to work it out a little bit.